This is Mark Steiner, and we are switching gears here on the Mark Steiner Show and talking about something very different. Last night was the final game of the NBA Finals, an amazing series. I think one of the best professional basketball series I've watched in a long time in the last couple months. And this is also the anniversary yesterday of 30 years after the great basketball player and star Len Bias died from a heart attack. And they found cocaine in his system, but he had a heart attack for complex reasons. And we should remember how this all fits into today's world. We're joined by Alejandro Ali Danois, editor-in-chief of The Shadow League, a freelance sports entertainment writer, and his first book is out, which we cannot wait to talk about on the air together, The Boys of Dunbar, A Story of Love, Hope, and Basketball. And it comes out September 2016, and we will be at his front door to have him here in the studio at that moment. Ali, good to have you with us, brother.
Hey, my man. Long time no speak. How you been, Mark?
Too long, man. Too long. And staying with us in studio is Tarek Ture, our local a poet and thinker and writer who has a lot to say about all this as well. Tarek, glad you could stay with us.
Thank you.
So let's just, before we talk about Len Bias, which I do want to talk a bit about, and your perspective, especially as younger men who weren't around when this happened, but I think you understand history and the culture of sports and what all that means. But at last night's game, I think, Ali, this was one of the best Final Four, not Final Four, the best basketball finals I've seen in a long time. In the NBA.
Intense. Oh, without a doubt.
Intense.
Without a doubt. You know, it started off with a string of blowouts, but then you started to notice something happen within the personality of this series, and that kind of took us back to the 80s and the 90s, where these guys didn't really seem to like each other. And, you know, you had some combat elements in here. You had a suspension. You had people saying that LeBron James had his feelings hurt. You noticed the animosity, and it was rare to see Steph Curry lose his cool in the way that he did. It was rare to see LeBron James lose his cool in the way that he did after Draymond Green supposedly called him the B-word. And so, you know, it started off a little shaky with blowouts, but then down 3-1. No team had ever come back from that deficit before. Slowly, Cleveland kind of chipped away at the armor that this great Golden State team had in winning 73 games during the regular season, something that had never been done before.
Right.
And so we come down to this game 7 and wonder, are we in for another blowout? How's this thing going to end? And it ended the way it should have, Mark. It was a great game. It came down to the last few seconds. And I agree with you, man. It was one of the best finals that I can recall seeing in my lifetime.
Yeah, all of it. In the series that the Golden Warriors played before that. And, you know, Stephen Curry kind of – it was interesting to watch the kind of – if you look at it like a math chart, Stephen Curry's kind of rise and then began to fall during the series. Then you saw LeBron's was falling and began to rise in the series. That was an interesting phenomenon to watch. Tarek, what was your observation?
Well, first, I definitely want to say crown him. I mean, crown him. Crown the guy.
LeBron?
Yeah, remarkable performance. I think out of all of it, I think we definitely have to celebrate them holding a team like the Golden State Warriors to 89 points. I think that the block punctuated that the block now, as it's called, when LeBron went coast to coast to block Andre Iguodala's shot. I think that kind of punctuated the defense, you know, in the effort. Kevin Love sticking Stephen Curry for 2 possessions straight out on the island of, you know, the 3-point line, and then actually holding them to not scoring a bucket right then and there. Stephen, I don't think Steph Curry had over 4 points in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson, cold. Draymond Green was probably the only one who had a really forceful impact offensively in the game. And just, you know, defense, Kevin Love being on the boards, on the defensive end and the offensive end. And, you know, LeBron James really coming into his own. I think people, you know, I think that the issues that people have with LeBron James are around, we need to see the lion. You know, we need to see the, mm-hmm. you know, Christopher Walken, he has that monologue where he's talking about the lion and, you know, the hyenas are coming and bothering. One day the lion just comes and just eats them all up. And I think, you know, the last 3 games we saw, You've Awakened the Lion. This is what people were waiting for. We were waiting for that to come about. And, you know, hats off to him, and definitely hats off to Kyrie Irving,
yes,
who also, you know, he's a lion as well. We can clearly say that as well.
And one of the things I saw on this, I'm seeing what Tarek just said, Ali, and if you look at that, LeBron, when he made the statement after the game about how he was really reflecting and working internally about why he was doing so poorly and had to really, I think he was articulating how he strategically tried to change the way what he was going to, how he was going to approach this team and the game so he could actually do it. And that showed kind of also the intellectuality of LeBron's, how he approaches the game, you know, which I found really interesting, and how deeply emotional he was. I saw somebody say something, wow, this wasn't real. I think it was very real when LeBron broke down after the game. He had poured so much into this, just collapsed in this emotional heap. I think that said a lot about his character as a ball player.
Without a doubt. And, you know, unfortunately, in this microwavable society, the expectations that have been placed on LeBron are just so ridiculous. And it really takes away from his greatness. I mean, if you just step back and look at what he accomplished, this kid was anointed as the chosen one back when he was 16 years old, right? They said during his sophomore year in high school, he would have been the number one pick in the NBA draft. So you have these amazing expectations that are placed on him. He gets drafted by the hometown Cleveland Cavalier franchise. And then, you know, the question back then was, can this guy realistically live up to the promise? Because, you know, if you looked at some of the people who had been coming out of high school at the time, it took Kevin Garnett a while to become Kevin Garnett. It took Kobe Bryant a long time to become Kobe Bryant, right? But we also had guys like Kwame Brown, Darius Miles, Corleone Young, guys who never were able to kind of get to that level of greatness. So, you know, it wasn't a slam dunk that this was going to happen. And the way it has unfolded to bring Cleveland its first championship.
In 42 years.
42 years. And, you know, this is a guy who is from Akron. You know, this is a guy who has understood the struggle. This is the community that nurtured him. This is home to him, and a lot of people wondered why would he come back, especially after the way the fans treated him when he exercised his free agency rights, the way the owner Dan Gilbert treated him.
Yeah,
but you know, he was motivated to do something, and it was bigger than him. So when we saw him break down last night, I think we saw the culmination of everything that he put into it. You know, we saw this growth of a kid into a young man into now one of the all-time greats in basketball. And to sit back and reflect on his journey, it's pretty amazing to see what he's accomplished.
I think championships and greatness are not easy. So speaking to what he was talking about as far as like the microwave generation, it literally, you know, the odds of you going to a championship are like next to none. So
yeah,
the fact that the expectations were so high, you know, he even set some of them himself. He did say 1 through 8. He did make that statement. But to cash in on that, I've been playing sports since I was 5 and played in, lost, won, champ. It's not, I mean, it may take you 6, 7, or 42 years to even make good on those promises. So for him to actually do that, you know, it's something out of like some storybook fable, you know, and to see him living and walking in that light is amazing. And I think we're all better for having a LeBron James in our era, you know, because I came in late with the Jordan wave. So to have, you know, a Jordan-like figure in this era is a blessing, you know, to everybody, because we'll be able to look back and say, hey, we had a Titan, you know, we had...
Right, and each like age that has them. I mean, I'm going to Andre Melton's dying to jump in. We came into the studio.
You got a Whitney shirt on. So we know what this is about.
But I come out of the era of a time when people like of Bill Russell.
Right.
And those guys who were also giants, but in a very different light, in a different game. But it was every era has those men in it, in the and now women, thank God, in the WNBA are doing this stuff. But what did you want to say, Andre? You're just bursting the seams, brother. What is it?
I mean, like you said, crown them. This championship, you could just see how much it just meant to LeBron James last night to just finally get over the hump. Because, I mean, there were questions when he was going back home when he made this decision as to whether or not this team was actually good enough to actually ever get a championship. And then last year coming so close with the Golden State Warriors and everything that they did this season, hats off to them as well, because this was a team that nobody thought Cleveland had a shot, especially when they were down 2-0. Then the series, they were down 3-1, and the odds were saying that there was no way for Cleveland to ever come back in this series. So for LeBron to make it a series, to make it a game seven, and then actually win it, it's just utterly amazing. The fact that he's right now in the record books as with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to be one of the only other player to actually take a triple-double and to actually take to win an NBA Finals MVP with several teams is utterly amazing. And we anybody who has a criticism of LeBron James from now on, you're an idiot, because you can't say anything bad about this guy anymore.
Well, I think Ali, part of it is that we have this expectation, whether it was people want to dump on Curry because he didn't kind of post in the last game the way, you know. But it really is, you know, and we do this because I think they get paid so much, you think that people are supposed to be on top of their game every minute of the day. And that's just not real for any man or woman who plays anything. Ali?
Yeah, and, you know, people have short-term memory loss in terms of the myth of Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan played with one of the greatest players in the history of the game in Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Played with another all-time great in Dennis Rodman. Mm. Played for perhaps the greatest coach in the history of team sports in Phil Jackson. Mm. Had some of the greatest role players like Steve Kerr, who was the coach of this Warriors team. And, you know, Michael Jordan, yes, he did win 6 NBA Finals, but people forget the Boston Celtics beat the crap out of the Chicago Bulls. The Detroit
Right.
Pistons beat the crap out of the Chicago Bulls. So, you know, Michael Jordan, we hold him in such great high esteem and think that is the standard, and that's absurd, you know, because if Larry Bird played in this era, if Dr. J played in this era, if Magic Johnson played in this era, these idiots would be calling them bums in the same way that they call LeBron LeBum. It's ridiculous.
So we're almost out of time. A final thought, and I just want to say, remember Len Bias again, who we lost 30 years ago as one of the great players and would have been an amazing NBA player, and that life cut it short.
Let's not remember Juneteenth as well. Not forget Juneteenth. I guess you know, all I can say is it was a blessing to really see him have. I know we just said about Jordan being human, but Jordan had an effect on the rest of the team where you could see it in their eyes that they believed. And I think that with LeBron, you saw it in those you know next three games, they believed. And I think that was contagious to Kyrie Irving, and then you start to see him believe in himself. And I think that's the pinnacle of greatness, where his energy took, you know, hold of the whole entire team. Maybe not so much Kevin Love, but you know, it took hold of the entire team. You saw them like, hey, I'm with this guy.
So I'm going to thank you, though. I wish we had more time. We do have to stop now, though. Tarek, Torrey, it was good to have you in the studio, brother. Thanks for staying the whole hour. Ali and Dan, don't be a stranger. We need you in the studio and we need you on the show more.
No doubt about it, man.
And looking forward to your book, The Boys of Dunbar, coming up. I can't wait for that. And Andre, thanks for jumping out from across the back and coming to the mic. Always.
Thank you, sir.
Always good to have your witness on the air.
Hey, they say crown him.
Thank you all so much. Reminding you
that
thank you all.
You had a
The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andrew Melton. Our interns are Calvin Berry and Morgan Barber, who is here today. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Link Cut. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. Podcast the show, share with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.